KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 23rd day of January for 2020. In the news today, Jackson police are asking for the public's help in identifying a man with apparent amnesia. Yesterday afternoon around 4:30, the man was found lying in a ditch in the area of Highway 88 and French Gulch Road with a head injury, did not know who he was, and did not know how he sustained the head injury. Medics responded and ultimately transported him to Sutter Amador Hospital, where he was admitted and treated for his injuries. Upon questioning, the man was unable to recall his name or any information that could be used to identify him. He had approximately $30 in cash and no other property, like wallets, credit card, or ID on him. He did grant the Jackson Police Department permission to take a photograph and post it to see if anyone could assist in identifying him. That photo has been posted on the KVGC Facebook page as well. Anyone with information on this John Doe should contact the Jackson Police at 223-1771. That's 223-1771. From the photo, you'll see the man is white, in his early 30s, dark hair, dark full beard, wearing wire-rim glasses.
Well, meeting last night, the Amador County School Board approved a slate of new elective classes for the district's high schools. The board voted to accept 7 new elective courses, including college prep journalism, graphic communication and design, emergency medical response, and fire protection, which introduces and prepares students for a career in firefighting. Now, several of the new classes allow students to earn college credits at the same time as they earn high school credits. And the board also received a report from the district's special education study team, which is considering changes in how the school provides special education. The presentation includes large amounts or included large amounts of background information, but did not contain any recommended changes, which will be presented at a future meeting. And a presentation from the school district's auditor pronounced the district's books in good shape. The board also approved an additional $8,000 for the district's webmaster to complete the transfer of various websites used by the district.
And the Ione City Council has voted to support placing a 0.5% sales tax on the November ballot. The proposed ballot measure would raise an estimated $3 million a year for road repairs, including over $300,000 for the city of Ione. The tax increase, termed a self-help tax, would also allow local governments to unlock additional matching funds from the state government. While some council members expressed concerns over the cost of administering the tax and the fact that the Mule Creek population was not included in calculating the city's share of revenue, the final vote was 4-0 in favor of supporting placing the proposal before the voters. Council member Stacy Rhodes was absent from last night's vote. The city of Sutter Creek voted in favor of this increase at their meeting earlier this week. Each of Amador's 5 cities are expected to weigh in on the proposed tax increase before the County Board of Supervisors decides whether to put the measure on the November ballot. In other business, the council voted to accept a $1,500 donation from City Manager John Hankin for the purpose of a television for the council chambers. Watch the game during the meeting.
And Governor Newsom urging a federal judge to reject PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric's, bankruptcy blueprint and renewing his threat to turn the utility into a government-run operation. Lawyers working with the governor's office urged a bankruptcy court judge to reject PG&E's financing plan in a court filing Wednesday. Now, while Newsom does not have the power to block PG&E's current bankruptcy plan, he does have the leverage to make changes because the company's plan hinges on its ability to draw on a special insurance fund the state created last summer to insulate utilities from potential wildfire losses. And the governor in asserting that PG&E is trying to pressure the Public Utility Commission into accepting a, quote, suboptimal plan. In a statement, PG&E promised, quote, additional changes to the plan are forthcoming and will continue to engage with the governor's office to address his concerns. Now, the governor's latest move was made ahead of a scheduled hearing before a U.S. bankruptcy judge that will cover a wide range of unresolved issues in the complex case. PG&E trying to dig itself out of a financial hole created by more than $50 billion in claims stemming from a series of catastrophic wildfires blamed on the company.
Well, a new scam has hit the mother lode. While fake text messages are nothing new in the realm of scamming, more people have reported receiving text messages written to look like a package delivery confirmation. Those that followed the link discovered a fake Amazon webpage and a customer satisfaction survey promising a reward upon its completion. Victims reportedly gave their credit card information and their address for a trial of too-good-to-be-true products. Well, after the trial, the company charges the card continuously for gifts that never arrived. To avoid being fooled, never click on an unknown link and never give out your personal information.
And signups will be held tonight at Mountain Mike's Pizza in Martell for all new and returning A&A shooters. The A&A shooters, Amador County's youth clay target team, opened all boys and girls 6th through 12th grade. The program includes gun safety and skill development with certified shotgun coaches. No prior shooting experience is required to participate. Good sportsmanship, individual responsibility, self-discipline, positive academic progress, and personal commitment are all required. New returning shooters and their parents or guardians must complete consent and medical release forms, plus sportsmanship contracts prior to participating. Cost of the program is $75. Signups are from 5 to 8 in the evening at Mountain Mike's Pizza. For more info, call head coach Richard Lynch, 267-0385.
Great guy, Rich Lynch. Great guy. Well, that's going to wrap up a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.